The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good today.
Well, you missed something last week.
Yeah, I forgot to say happy birthday to my mother.
Yes, happy birthday. We missed the opportunity last week, but we hope you enjoyed your day.
Well, really, it was in the middle of the week, so we really didn't miss it. Kind of like a belated thing. Happy birthday, Mom.
But she's very special.
Yes.
And we hope she enjoyed her special day.
Yes.
Okay. We have Aaron Pierce with us for the second week in a row. Aaron is a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and has an extensive background in gardening, landscaping, and yard maintenance. How long were you doing that?
I was in the industry for about 15 years.
You know your stuff. In fact, you have a nickname.
A lot of my customers would come in and they would look for the quote-unquote plant doctor.
Because
I would help them out with whatever they needed.
Excellent. So you know a little bit about this topic. That's why you're here with us for the second week in a row. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic we haven't covered, you can send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, go to the Dunmore Corners live webcam and see what's going on at the corners.
Thank you, Pat. jruddy.com is a mobile-friendly website, and you can view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows. That's jruddy.com. And also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Aaron Pierce, realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. You're having a really good year so far in real estate, and you're doing well. And I love that you know all about this stuff that we need help with, because springtime is the time we're supposed to be doing these things, getting our lawns and our flower beds all ready, gardens all ready for a nice, productive summertime, correct?
Absolutely. And taking care of your exterior just shows a point of pride in your home ownership, and you know, just showing everybody else how excited you are to be a homeowner.
And everybody becomes a gardener in the springtime. And they, I know that it's a very busy time for a lot of the florists out there and garden centers, and people are out there making their houses as attractive as they can. And whether they're going to sell it or not, it's always about making the property as appealing as they can,
yes,
right?
Jackie, you love your hanging baskets, right?
Well, I wish I had a little bit more time to spend out there, because I really love it. But I used to plant flowers, but that takes a good amount of time, a good amount of time during the weekend, and I'm out.
You find it very relaxing to be out there in the garden, and it's good for you.
Yeah, but I'm out showing houses.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because this is a busy time for real estate. So we buy a few hanging baskets, we put them out there, but we do well with them. Why do we do so well with them, Pat?
Because they get watered every day.
And who waters them?
I do.
It's your little job, right?
Yes. One year I made a mistake and I had them hanging over the porch and I watered them every day. Next year, guess who had to replace boards on the porch because they rotted because they were wet every day.
And you moved.
Yes, I moved them. So now when I water them, it's not on the porch anymore.
No, they go down into where the shrubs are.
The gardeners, yep.
Yeah. Okay, so this week I thought we'd talk about preparing our flower beds. What do we need to do there?
Absolutely. If you've already been working on getting all the debris out from the winter, you may be looking at fertilizing particular shrubs that have been in there for years, you kind of forget about them. They seem like they're taking care of themselves, but they have been depleting the nutrients that are in that soil bed. So giving them a little bit of fertilizer now in the beginning of the season will give them, you know, good base for the rest of the year. Use a granular general purpose fertilizer. Ask your local people, you know, what you should be using for specific plants. Some of them have different requirements. But then also mulch. At this time, you want to freshen up your mulch. Most people have wood mulches, whether they're dyed or natural. And at this time, you have to just give them a top dressing to kind of freshen them up, give them a fresh new color. Most often, you don't have to replace the mulch that's there because the bottom layer will kind of degrade as time goes on. But you just keep adding just a little fresh top dressing, about an inch or so, just to get the new color in.
We discovered that the hard way. We were removing the old mulch and then putting the new mulch down. It is, I have to say, a lot easier just putting a little coating on the top.
Give it a little fresh sprinkle.
Well, if you are doing a new mulched area, you should do a wheat fabric underneath. You will get weed seeds that do germinate in your mulch because weeds will grow in cracks in concrete and the side of your wall, wherever they will, if they can get a hold. But the weed barrier will keep them from getting a hold in the soil, so you can easily just pop them right out. You don't have to worry about trying to dig out the root or spray them. If you're going to be spraying any weed killers or herbicides, just make sure that you're only spraying the weeds and not your other plants, because they are a contact-based item.
Let me ask you something. We have our older bushes that you were just talking to that are established and they're surrounded by mulch. How do you feed those bushes that are in the mulch?
You don't feed them up near the trunk. Any grown tree or shrub or perennial, the feeder roots are actually at the outside edge, what's called the drip line. If you're looking at the, you know, think of a diagram when you're looking at the bush where it's rounded on the outsides and then it comes into the trunk. Well, on the furthermost points on the sides, that's called the drip line. If it were to rain, water would drip off of it. That's why it's the drip line. That's where the feeder roots are. So you're actually going to just kind of pull back a little trench around the shrub at that line. And it doesn't have to be all the way down to the soil, but you're going to put your fertilizer right there around the plant and then cover that up with mulch. The consistent moisture will help that fertilizer break down and go into the soil where the roots can reach it.
I had no idea.
Just little tips from the master.
Thank you, doctor.
So mulch gives the lawn a clean, crisp look, you know, in the beginning of spring. But you can continue to mulch throughout the summer, correct?
You can. The biggest part about mulch is moisture retention. I mean, it's aesthetic as well, but really when you put it down in beds, it will keep from drying out, you know, right on the top of the soil. So that will help all of your plants just retain a little bit of moisture as you get into those hot summer months.
What's the best type of mulch to use? I hear stories of some mulches, when you bring them in, they have termites in them. I hear all of these stories. Is a bagged mulch better than the stuff from a recycling center? Is there any difference, really?
There's really not much of a difference. I mean, there's, yes, what it's made from, but at the end of the day, it's usually not what termites really prefer. You know, usually termite issues are with larger, wet pieces of wood that's not been processed. So you got all this processed wood. Termites generally don't go for that. Like, if you've been in your house and you've had a termite issue where the beams sit, usually on the foundation, where they stay wet all the time, that is where you would get termites. So people are afraid that if they bring mulch in, they're going to have termites. But termites would prefer, you know, if you think about it, like a whole tree, because it's easier to get the colony in there and for everybody.
Oh, yeah,
to,
it's all connected. It's not all these little pieces.
All these little tiny pieces, because they don't have anywhere to live. They would basically be living in the soil instead of, you know, hanging out there.
Okay.
So what about rubber mulch? Because a lot of people think that that's the way to go, but I've heard that the odor is not always so pleasant.
Well, it dies down. When you first open up the bag, yeah, you're going to get that used tire smell. But the thing is you don't have to replace it because it's not going to break down. So then you can actually get out there even with a leaf rake and just kind of turn it over to give it that fresh look. It doesn't tend to fade for many years. So really, it's kind of a one-shot deal for many years. You put down your weed fabric just like you would with regular mulch, and then you know, put your rubber mulch on top.
Is there anything we should be concerned about regarding mulch, like cheap mulch?
Coloration. You're looking for coloration. A lot of the cheaper mulches haven't been dyed as many times, or they've used a cheaper dye to keep their cost down, so you get fading throughout the summer. So sometimes you're thinking, there's not a difference between the cheap bag and the expensive bag, but it's all about color retention. The actual wood pieces themselves, not so much.
I see.
Yes, we had that. We bought red mulch, and then it seemed to be faded within a couple of weeks. What do we use now? We use
cedar. Yes.
Would you recommend cedar as one of the better mulches?
A lot of people look for cedar because also, just like in the house, when you have that cedar closet, it's supposed to keep the insects away. They don't like that cedar aroma. So getting a bed of cedar chips, and they're not, typically not dyed either. So you get a natural wood look, and then you get that little bit of insect deterrent to it.
And the rule of thumb with mulch is how much? 3 inches? Is that usually a good amount?
3 inches for a first coating, yes.
Okay. And keep it away from any kind of wood exterior of a porch or something of the alongside the house?
Because it's going to keep the moisture up against it. So you can have it near it. Just kind of slope it off.
Okay.
Just give it a little bit so that it's not piled up against it. And then you want to do the same thing with the base of your plants. Any woody trunk or anything like that, you want to make sure that the mulch is not piled up against it because, again, you're keeping the wood wet, you're introducing fungi and everything that could be attacking the plant.
Okay. All right. So good advice there on the mulch. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here with Aaron Pierce, realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, who also has an extensive background in gardening, landscaping, and lawn maintenance care. We're having a great discussion about mulch. Now, getting back to the flowers and planting bulbs, is the springtime a time to plant bulbs?
No, you generally do bulbs in the fall. And part of that is because certain things like tulips, which come up early, and daffodils, they actually need a freeze before they'll pop up in the spring. That's why you put them in the winter. Now, your bulbs at this point, you know, when they've stopped flowering and you're wondering about when to trim them down, you're going to look at the leaves that are coming up. Because if they're fresh, green, and vibrant, and you cut them off, you'll be cutting all those nutrients out of the bulb. Whereas what you want to do is wait until it starts to turn yellow and brown on the tip because the nutrients are sinking back down into the bulb. So once it starts to turn like that, then you can trim it, and that will hopefully sustain the nutrients in the bulb, so they'll come back next year.
Now, these perennials, which we love to see every spring, it's the sign that spring has sprung. There are certain bulbs that critters are attracted to, correct?
Yes, and there's not a lot of stuff you can do to deter animals from getting into your beds. Certain bulbs they don't like as much, like daffodils, but tulips, things like that. If you've got critters in the area and they keep coming back to your tulips, my advice is to stop planting them for a while because it's like putting out a fresh salad for them. If they know they can come there, then they're going to keep doing it.
Uh-huh. So little fences or wire mesh is useless?
They're going to find a way to get in there.
All right. Getting back, when you were talking about mulch and cedar mulch actually helps keep insects away, does it keep grubs away?
Now, grubs are the larvae of different types of insects, and they can take up residence in various spots, in your beds, in your lawn, with different things like that. The grubs usually don't seem to be as bothered by the different types of mulch as some of the other living insects. I think it's mostly due to the odor. You know, they tell you also things like marigolds and different plants like that also have odors which flying insects don't like, but they'll attract slugs. There's always a give and take to what you're planting.
So what do we do about this?
Yes, there's different products that you can get to take care of grubs, and actually most of them are season long. So you want to go ahead and get them now because that way in the summer when the grubs are most active and chewing on the roots of your plants or your lawn, you'll have already taken care of it. So that way you don't have any injury to your plant material because the grubs aren't there.
And grubs attract
grubs. Skunks.
Oh, yeah. Other animals will come in digging for the grubs. It's the cycle of life. The grubs come in, they chew on your plants, and then something wants to come in and chew on the grubs. So getting the grubs out, you know, helps to not only keep your plants alive, but keeps other things from digging, looking for those grubs.
Yeah, we came out on the porch, and there was a bunch of skunks digging in the yard. I opened the door, I realized what they were, and I turned around nice and slowly and went back inside because I don't want any part of the skunks.
Okay. Well, we're having a great discussion. We're headed towards a break. We're, with us today is Aaron Pierce, realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and we're talking about gardening. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a very nice updated three-bedroom, two-bath home at 8 Ferguson Place in Dunmore for only $69,000. This move-in ready home has replacement windows, a fenced-in yard, and off-street parking. It also has a covered front porch, a newer furnace, and newer wiring. And it also has great taxes of only $965 a year. That's an updated three-bedroom, two-bath home at 8 Ferguson Place in Dunmore for $69,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
We're doing very good with this gardening tour.
Excellent. Yes, this is great. Aaron,
we have the doctor.
We have, you know, the plant doctor.
The plant doctor.
Yes. His customers named him the plant doctor. With us is Aaron Pierce, realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who has 15 years experience and background in gardening, landscaping, and lawn care maintenance. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We appreciate your time with us 2 weeks in a row. First half of the show, we talked about flower beds, getting our flower beds ready, mulching, and getting rid of grubs, a grub problem in our yards and gardens and lawn, right?
Yes.
Were you listening?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because you're going to apply all of these things at our home, correct?
That's why I'm bringing Aaron by the house. And I'm buying him lunch.
Okay. You know, Aaron, a lot of people love the look of a pretty outside, but don't want to do the work that's necessarily attached to having a great outdoor look. You know, that curb appeal with the flowers and lush green lawn. How do we plan a low maintenance landscaping project for our homes?
I'm guilty of that. That's me. I'm the guy. I want the great looking lawn without all the work.
Well, here's the thing. If you have things that are growing, they need to be nurtured and taken care of. But there are different steps that you can take. And also, at this time, we should talk about people who don't have anything yet, who they're trying to get a look together. And we'll kind of work backwards from there.
What do they need to do?
Well, that's what you want to start with, because there's a lot of confusion out there. We've been talking about things that experienced gardeners are very familiar with. So let's talk about the new gardeners and people who are trying to get a fresh landscape. And there's levels that you want to start with. And think about them like kind of like building a house. When you start off with your foundation, and then you move into your walls, and then the inside, which is the beautification, the final product. So your shrubbery and trees are going to be your foundations, or what you're going to build off of. And they're also, you're going to decide whether you want something that is going to have leaves and most likely flower in your yard, or if you want some evergreens, because you got to think about in the wintertime, you still want a little bit of color out there, you know, a little bit to, you don't want everything to be barren during the winter and just have snow. It's nice to have a little bit of green out there. So you want to decide what shrubs and trees you want to start with, whether they're evergreens or not, and also the size. And you can talk to your professionals and, you know, talk about things that are in a certain size, because you want to make sure that you don't plant anything large in front of your windows or too near your stoop and have it covered over. People are trying to fight to get in the house. You want a nice manicured look. You want it to be far enough away from your house that it's not growing up against it, but that it's not coming out too far onto your lawn as well. So plan out the beds that you want to do, and then you're going to move into perennials. Perennials are plants that come back every year by themselves. At the end of the season, you would cut them down, get rid of the vegetation, and they'll come back up from the roots the next season. So they will give you more color than your shrubs, because each perennial will have their blooming season. So you kind of time that for different times of the year. Some will bloom in the spring, some in the summer, some in the fall. So trying to get a nice mix of that. And then to finish it off, usually in the front, you'll do annuals. Annuals are something that has to be planted yearly, but will provide you color throughout the season. It's something that will bloom continuously, but once we get into frost temperatures, will typically kill it off. And that's where people get into care and maintenance, because if you select the right kinds of shrubs, you don't have to spend as much time trimming them, because everything needs a little bit of care. If you do maintenance along the way, you don't have things overgrown and you're hacking them back and you're trying to fight them, and you know, you're spending your whole weekend working on it instead of, you know, an hour or two every couple of weeks. So that's something that you want to look into, is again the size that it's going to get when it's fully mature. And then perennials that you'd like to put in, and how far you want to go with annuals. There's some things that don't require a lot of care, but you're still going to have to plant them, and then you're going to have to water them and fertilize them and take care of them, just like a hanging basket or a potted plant.
Well, landscaping could be very expensive, especially if you hire a professional landscaper, but they know exactly what to do based on where the house is positioned, what time of day gets the most sun, where these beds and shrubs are. So there are things to consider, but some people do like to do things themselves and spend some time outdoors and do this type of stuff. Is there a trick when you're picking out shrubs? What are you supposed to do there?
Well, like I said before, and just like you touched on, sun is a big thing that people don't pay attention to. You know, they come in and they ask you what you think they should plant where. You ask them how much sun does it get, and they have no idea. So you want to really start paying attention to the hours of sun and also the time of day, because the afternoon sun is a lot stronger than the morning or evening. So 4 to 5 hours of morning sun works much less on plants than 4 to 5 hours of that strong afternoon summertime heat. So you want to see what works best in your yard, whether you've got a northern facing house. And again, your professionals can help you out with that, and especially with landscape professionals, because we all want to save a little money, but at the end of the day, they are the professionals, and that's why you pay them, because they're already well aware of what grows in the area, what size it'll get, and they can help you out from there.
So picking out a variety of maturity of matured shrubs is the trick here, like a small, medium, and large, perhaps, so
Absolutely.
That and layer it?
Yes, because when you look at the front of your house, you have areas that don't have any windows, so you may want something taller there to take up the space, whereas, again, underneath your windows, you don't want it to overgrow, and then you don't get any of the sun into your own home. So that's the big thing is mature growth. You want to focus on what size the plant is going to be, not what size it is now, because you can buy it at various ages. So you might be planting a very small bush that's going to get up to, you know, 8 or 9 feet later on in life. So if you don't plan for that accordingly, and you planted 4 of these 8 or 9 foot bushes in a 4 foot area, you're going to have issues later on.
So I could see how someone that's doing it by themselves isn't really saving a lot of money in the long run if they're planting the wrong things.
A little bit of research goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a look at what's out there that you can purchase at the time. And then also, too, a lot of garden centers will get in things seasonally during their blooming season. So what you're planting that you've just purchased may not bloom throughout the entire season even though you thought it would. You really just need to do a little bit of research or get some information before you start throwing things in the ground.
Right, right. Okay, good advice. Lawn mowing strategies. Let's talk about cutting the grass.
Well, it's got to be taken care of. And some people do it too much and some people do it too little. And there's problems with both. You want to make sure that you keep your grass at a good level, above 2 inches. There's some people out there that keep cutting it and keep it real short, and it doesn't get enough chance to grow and be a healthy individual plant. About 3 inches is a good size, and just keeping it cut there, you really don't want it to get above there, because even though the grass itself, the roots will grow and it'll be a stronger plant, then you get issues with it being too tall and laying over on itself, and then it starts to choke out the other grass. So you want to get it right in that middle level there. Just getting that grass cut, and it depends on the time of the year, how much water we're getting. But again, maintenance a little bit now goes a long way towards, getting your lawnmower stuck out there in the hedges later on.
Do you believe in herbicides and pesticides?
There's many things you can do out there, and everybody's moving towards organics because, we're growing into the world and we're worried about what our children are facing. There are organic solutions and there's chemical solutions, and they both work. They have a little bit different application. A lot of the chemicals in a single treatment, such as a weed spray that you would do in the cracks in your driveway, you're not going to get a lot of movement from those chemicals. They're going to dissipate, as they hit the weed and it's being absorbed, and then,
It really doesn't get absorbed into the ground, right? It just kind of goes away.
Right, because it's actually in the vegetation. You're doing a specific area of treatment instead of, just coating the grass.
Right.
So that's where a lot of that comes from, is people being scared. Now, you do want to, of course, be careful where you're spraying. Gardens are a big thing. If it's going to be edible, you just want to make sure that you're comfortable with what you're putting onto your plants.
Mm-hmm. As we approach the end of the show, do you have any tips for us that we haven't talked about last week or this week yet?
Well, we just recently talked about mowing the lawn, and I just wanted to touch briefly on keeping a sharp blade on your mower. People forget that after a few years, or actually when you purchase a new mower, a lot of times the blade is not sharpened. And instead of cutting it with a nice clean cut, it'll tear the grass instead of giving it a solid edge. And those tips will eventually turn yellow. And then other than that, as we move into the summertime, you don't want to water in the middle of the day when it's hot, because you get two things. You get evaporation, so you may not get all the water to the plant that you thought you were getting just because it's been hot. And the other thing is that water can act as a magnifier. So as you've watered over leaves and different things, it can sit on the leaf and burn a hole through it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a good time or bad time to cut the grass? You talked about watering the lawn at certain times. What about cutting it?
No, mowing it can be done at any time, basically. And then you can either bag it, or you can use a mulching attachment. And as long as you're mulching it, it'll cut it into fine pieces, and that'll go back down into the lawn. And as long as you don't have an overly thatched lawn, which we talked about last week, then those will actually degrade, and those nutrients can go back into your lawn, so it'll help to feed your grass.
So leaving those grass clippings on the grass, as long as they're finely cut.
Yes, if you've got a mower that does mulching or a mulching attachment on it rather than just cutting it and just shooting it out the side, because then you've got a lot of long grass and it's just going to hang out and blow all over the place. It's not going to get down in between the grass to the soil and degrade.
I see. Okay, so we had 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you, Aaron Pierce, realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, also known as the Plant Doctor. Thank you so much for your time and discussion on gardening tips, lawn maintenance, and care. And we enjoyed our time with you.
Well, I enjoyed being here, and I'm always available for things that involve your entire home.
Well, I want to bring you back in the fall so we can talk about what we should be doing outside in the fall.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Pat.
Okay. We have an adorable 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath home at 1709 Hawthorne Street in the Trips Park section of Scranton for $89,000. It has a modern kitchen with a double stainless steel sink, recessed lighting, and a gas stove. It has laminate flooring in most rooms, and the second floor bathroom has a jacuzzi tub and another room currently being used as a computer room. It has a fully fenced yard, off-street parking, and replacement windows. That's a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home in the Trip Park section of Scranton, 1709 Hawthorne Street, for only $89,000.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Have a great weekend.